I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, June 29th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city is moving ahead with plans to purchase the Monroe Building in Quincy Center. Mayor says he's using half of the $10-plus million in federal grant money that was awarded to Quincy College to purchase that building. He says the building could serve as a new home for Quincy College and perhaps some city offices. Larger plans to demolish the building and put up a new 15-story building are suspended for now. The mayor says the city is working with several developers to begin revitalizing Wollaston Center. Koch says he's asking the city council to approve the creation of a special zone that would allow for new development of residential and retail projects. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city will back off on a plan to build a footbridge to Pine Island in Blacks Creek due to intense resident opposition. Mayor says the project was part of the Marymount Park master plan that was approved several years ago. However, he says the plans will be tabled until further community meetings can be held. The New England Free Jacks Major League Rugby team are making Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy their new home. The Free Jacks will play their final regular season game of the year on July 18th, then play all of their home games next year in Quincy. The Boston Cannons lacrosse team previously called Quincy home before joining the Premier Lacrosse League. The Bay Point Restaurant in Quincy Point is bringing back their 4th of July fireworks show. The restaurant says they'll be launching fireworks from a barge in the town river behind the restaurant Sunday night at 9:15. The restaurant first hosted fireworks to celebrate their 20th anniversary in 2018. The show was canceled last year due to the pandemic. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, June 29th.